So I'm here with Neil Smuzniak at the end of your five-day visit to your homeland. I mean, does the fact that you're from here make your job easier or harder? Because it seems you come under a lot of extra scrutiny for everything you say.
Well, I've been saying unpopular things about human rights in Latvia for a long time. So it makes it easier that certain, for example, I can talk about stateless children and in a way that perhaps other international organizations cannot, because I've been doing it for a long time. So people might accept certain criticism or suggestions from me that they might be more hesitant to from others. You know, on some of these, but I know the players. I was in the same government with some of the ministers who are now in power. So I can speak to them as an equal, I think, not as a stranger, which makes it easier, and some of them might be more open with me. But I felt very well received and very comfortable, and I know many of the NGO players. My team had a more difficult time because it's the first visit they've been on where they needed interpretation, and I didn't, and all of my discussions took place in Latvian.
Well, we quite recently had a lot of sound and fury about the Istanbul Convention. Were you surprised that that kind of took off, was made such a big issue as it became?
I was, because experts in this field in Latvia and elsewhere don't find the convention to be very problematic. This obsession with the word gender is a bit strange, because the word gender appears in many international documents. There's a gender equality strategy in the Council of Europe. Gender is part of UN documents. Why people would find that the inclusion of the word gender is so objectionable in this document is beyond me. A lot of people in Parliament and elsewhere who are against this say, oh, but we shouldn't reduce the question of violence to women alone. Men suffer from violence as well, and children as well. I said, yes. You look at the statistics in Latvia or anywhere else, you will see that among adults, women suffer 80 to 90% of the time, and men are a very small minority. So it does have a gender component. It does affect women much more. And the point of the convention is it looks at violence against women as a manifestation of broader inequality in society between men and women. And the only way you can address that is by addressing that inequality, by addressing gender stereotypes, by addressing socially learned roles that perpetuate inequality, which leads to violence and human rights violations. And I think people have a difficult time. But again, my first project when I ran the Latvian Center for Human Rights and Ethnic Studies back in 1994 was one on domestic violence. I had similar discussions about men versus women, about violence, back in 1994, and we seem to have gone back a bit after having made some progress, so to me it's a bit surprising. But I'm hoping that my visit and my report and my communications work will help those who want to do the right thing on this.
Well, you said you hoped that it would be ratified quickly or without delay. What would be a realistic time frame for that to happen, do you think?
Well, I heard from I heard actually contradictory signals from different ministers about the time frame, so it's difficult for me to say. But it's clear we have local elections coming up, in about a year's time, a little bit more. So if it's going to happen, it should happen before that pre-election campaign swings into full gear. I'm hoping it will happen soon. I don't see any obstacles legislatively, any serious obstacles to ratifying. So it's purely a political question.
One thing that really leaps out at me from the statement that you've released is your concerns about the situation of persons with disabilities in institutions, particularly children in sort of what they call internat schools and so on here. Yeah. Do you think that maybe things like the Istanbul Convention are a kind of a smokescreen, the brouhaha about it too? Because this looks like a really serious fundamental problem that you're asking to be tackled with these kids in institutions.
Well, I think violence against women is also a very serious problem. I mean, the first big comparative study on this, the Fundamental Rights Agency study, shows that Latvia women report in the survey higher than average levels of violence in the family. So I think that's a serious problem as well. The issue of deinstitutionalization is a painful one everywhere, and it has its long legacy in this. It's many interests sustaining this system here. The figures are not that big. It should be a manageable problem. The money is there from the EU to do it. I think the ambition has been lacking. But now I sense that there's a change here, and that things are moving forward. But it will take a little bit of an investment. It will take some political will to overcome the vested interests in institutions, which is never easy.